Hey, I've had a couple of people ask me to update regarding what's going on with me and more importantly, what I've learned about cognitive issues since the last update I gave. So let me first give just a thumbnail sketch of the background for this. So probably about a year and a half ago, on my computer and in my woodworking shop, I began to notice that I couldn't do things that I could do previously. In other words, I would just sort of blank on how to go about them, things that were very routine for the most part, measuring and putting together boards and putting together little social media and other projects that I had been doing for a long time on the computer and other things, just things that I should be able to do by second nature. I couldn't really understand how to do them. At the same time, I began to notice that I was less steady on my feet. I've had several pretty good falls, some with some injury, some with head injury, some with a torn shoulder, things that there was really no common sense reason why I should have fallen. I didn't trip over something, that sort of thing. My gait is a little different. I kind of tend to, especially when I change directions, I tend to be off balance. And if I close my eyes, it's all over. I'm going to fall down. I'm not worried about any of this. I'm interested. I'm studying it. I'm trying to learn. I want to interact with other people, but I'm not ultimately afraid of it because I know that God is sovereign and he's already shown me some real blessings through, finding out that this is going on with me. One is that I've started letting go of some things that I've been trying to handle on my own, not meaning without God's help, but trying to carry the ball and sometimes too many balls. And so I've started releasing some of those things and recognizing the need for others to step up and for them to enjoy some of the blessings I was trying to hog by doing it all myself. Also, the process of understanding even better than I did before, how well we can trust God when a dark cloud comes through. And knowing God's sovereign, it is well with my soul. Now, what I believe has happened since the last time I updated this, which hasn't been that long ago, but it seems to me that the problems have become worse in several areas. Some areas they seem to have remained the same. One is I don't really relish a lot of social interaction. I mean, I love talking to people and I love visiting with people, but not too much in a group. Loud noises and things that feel confrontational are very unsettling to me. I'm spending a lot more time by myself and with my wife, but I'm still interacting with a number of people, and I'm involved in facilitating maybe four or five Bible studies and still involved in the nursing home ministry and some other things as well. In regard to memory, you know, that's what people think about most when they think about cognitive issues or issues related to dementia. And there's a lot more to it than just what do you remember and what do you not remember. I remember very well things from a long time ago. And I remember pretty well things from a month or so ago, but I don't remember very well at all things from 30 seconds ago. And that seems to me to be getting not better, but somewhat worse. Some things, like places that I know and things like that seem a little less certain to me than they did a while back. What am I doing about all this? Well, I'm continuing my exercise. I ought to be eating better, but I'm not. I find myself somewhat, this maybe is related, somewhat of afraid of eating some foods that have the tendency to help me to get choked on them in any way. And that seems to happen fairly easily. And so I've resorted to eating things that are not necessarily terribly healthy, but they're easy to eat. But I am exercising. I try to walk 4 to 5+ miles a day, shoot for around 25 to 30 something miles a week. And that's supposed to be one of the things that helps a lot. Trying to remember where I'm going with this. The answers to this, I mean, I see some videos that talk about there are things to help, but when I listen and read and watch, I don't really find much substance there. I think it would be a great help to me and to others who I know are out there who have these struggles would be to have some contact, to have a group, so to speak, even if it was by phone or by Zoom meeting or whatever might work easiest, so that we can share our experiences and things that are working and things that aren't, knowing that we're all different. These issues are not the same exactly for any two people, I don't think. Here's a big picture thought. We need to understand that we're all on a timeline from birth to death, and there's a process of losing our highest place of achievement as time goes along, and that starts way back. And we also need to understand that these issues develop over decades. They don't just start happening. This didn't just start happening to me a year and a half or so ago. That's when it started becoming apparent to me, and more apparent as time progressed. But so we're all somewhere on this line. And there's a sort of a standard, whatever normal is. We know that normal is just a setting on the dryer or washer. But there's kind of a generally accepted normal. I'll be 70 in a couple of weeks. And so for age 70, there's like we expect there to be some of these things. But then there's a place beyond that where this is not age appropriate, but it's beyond age appropriate in terms of deficits, cognitive deficits, the ability to use reasoning and what they call executive function and memory and things like that. And so that's what they determine mine to be. And as I've candidly admitted before, mine is, according to the people that did the testing, as a result of abuse of alcohol and numerous head injuries from accidents and childhood accidents and all sorts of things where I used my head in the wrong way. So I'm further along that line than I should be for my age. And the difference between dementia and mild cognitive impairment is, are your daily life activities interrupted by the issue, by the problem? If they are, then they change the diagnosis from MCI, mild cognitive impairment, to dementia. But there's a gray area there, and it should seem apparent to us when we think about it that it's not a precise mathematical computation. And there are some ways that I think my daily activities are limited already, but not in terms of my ability to see or walk or drive, but they are in the sense that, I mean, I have almost zero ability to remember things that I need to remember, like appointments and things like that, that I miss pretty much daily, except when my wife, which is most of the time, prompts me. The times that she doesn't is when I've forgotten to tell her something that I need to do. So that's kind of a big picture of where it is and where it came from. And I hope that this is helpful. I'm completely open to answering any questions. I don't have anything to hide. I don't have anything to, I'm not promoting anything. I'm not promoting me. I'm not promoting anybody else. I am encouraging all of us to better understand these things. Most of the people that I'm talking to are probably in my generation or in that range, primarily baby boomers, as we're called. So this is an important issue to all of us, whether we're a person having the struggle or whether we're someone who might be heading towards or already in the process of caring for someone with these issues. So I just would pray in closing, Lord, help us to trust you, to know that it is well with our soul, no matter what's going on, and that your everlasting arms are everlasting and you are sovereign over all the earth. And we don't need to be anxious about anything, but in all things with prayer and petition, make our requests known to you. And you, the God of peace, will give us peace beyond our ability to know or understand in Christ Jesus. Amen. God bless you.